I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The prosecutor at the International Criminal Court today basically declared that the world has seen enough of the horrors in the Sudanese region of Darfur. He asked judges to issue a warrant for the arrest of the president of Sudan. At least 200,000 people have been killed in Darfur since 2003. That's when a rebellion erupted and Arab militias retaliated by attacking non-Arab groups. The so-called Janjaweed militias reportedly acted in collusion with Sudanese government troops. The World's Jason Margolis begins our coverage.
President Omar al-Bashir has blamed the violence and deaths in Darfur on the rebellion. But the prosecutor for the International Criminal Court calls that a flimsy alibi. Luis Moreno Ocampo says raping old and young women has nothing to do with putting down an insurgency.
Why to put down a rebellion, you had to rape women? Why you had to rape a woman of 70 years old? Why you had to rape a girl of 5 years? Why you had to gang rape all the girls, all the women around the camps? This is no excuse. This is a genocide committed through rapes.
Sudanese leaders reacted to the prosecutor's words with anger and defiance. Nafea Ali Nafea is a political advisor to President al-Bashir. Nafea says Western countries are engaging in a form of neocolonialism when they use the International Criminal Court in this way.
They want to control people's fates and put them under their hegemony. It's a court that claims to be international, but we know it's not. It's the Europeans' court. I urge all the world's free countries to leave this neo-colonialist institution.
There had been a fear of a backlash from Khartoum if the court sought the arrest of the Sudanese president. UN officials had expressed concern that such a move might jeopardize peacekeeping operations in Darfur. Alex DeWall is a Sudan specialist with the Social Science Research Council in New York.
It is a tremendously risky step. It is a symbolic step, an expression of the world's demand for accountability. But many people have questioned whether it is actually wise in current circumstances with President al-Bashir in power to provoke him in this way when there is actually no prospect of him handing himself over and facing trial at The Hague.
DeWall says the other fear is that Darfur rebels will be emboldened to escalate the war. The leader of the rebel Sudan Liberation Movement welcomed today's announcement from the ICC. He urged everyone to cooperate with the court. He said his movement wants justice and nothing but justice. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.